Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to welcome everybody to the show this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday evening. And the reason why I say it's wonderful is because there was literally a storm here in Central Florida that's surrounding our county, but has not yet hit our county. So we're fortunate.
Which is good, because we seem to have a storm every time we do the show. Isn't that weird?
Well, we live in Florida, and this is the time
of night
that storms hit, and it's pretty common. And yeah, we do. We have storms all the time, and after a while, it gets old, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because it's like, okay, come on, just do it while we're sleeping. It'd be so much easier.
Well, you know, and for me personally, I really do enjoy the sound of rain on a metal roof.
Oh, I do too.
You know, it's very relaxing. But that's if I've done my work for the week.
Right.
Everything's completed, and I don't have any activities that people are waiting for me to finish or unfinished projects. Because then I can't just, like, I think there's nothing more enjoyable than laying there on a Sunday afternoon with my honey and the rain coming and the metal roof. I don't have a metal roof, and I've been married 27 years, so that's kind of boring.
And I don't think you've ever had a metal roof, have you?
No, but, you know, I have sounds of it recorded on my iPhone that I listen to sometimes. I actually do. I have a soundtrack for that that I listen to. We are going to have a really good show tonight, aren't we?
I know. We have exciting stuff going on.
There's so much stuff going on. I mean, so many different things. First of all, I want to announce that we had a great opportunity to speak with, because if everyone recalls, we did not do a show last week. We had a hiatus for 1 week.
Yes, we did.
But we're back now every Wednesday night. And one of the things we had talked about were these wonderful items that we picked up at an estate sale that I picked up that we were going to have kind of appraised and to see
right.
You know, whether we had trash or treasure. And that's kind of the name of our show tonight, Psychic Trash or Treasure. And were my spidey senses correct? And when I picked up that box of $15 of
miscellaneous
items.
You did a good job.
Maybe we're going to find out, right?
Well, you know what? You do have spidey senses.
I do have spidey senses, and we spoke with Kenneth Dittman, who is, you know, quite well known in Central Florida area for his antique, as he's an antiques dealer, he has an antique shop, which is called, and I know I don't want to mess this up because I'm terrible about stuff like this, but he does have a Park and Second, is the name of his antique shop right here in Central Florida. Great guy. He does antiques. He does estate sales. But he's really also known as being quite a numismatist.
Yes.
Which is the collector
of
currency.
Wow, you said it correctly.
I said it correct. Not only did I say it correct, I'm going to tell you all something. You know, you can program your mind to work while you're sleeping. We've talked about this during our episodes. Well, one of the words I cannot say is Nicaragua. And I just said it. And the other night, I programmed my mind before I went to sleep to be able to say it correctly, and I woke up and I heard Nicaragua, and I was able to say it. Now I can say it at random.
How do you program your mind to say something correctly?
It's a thought process you have before you go to bed, because I was telling my girls about it, how you can actually program your mind to work on, like, math problems or, you know, if you want to study for tests that you know the answers to, but you're afraid some morning you're going to forget it.
Right.
You can actually, there's ways through hypnosis, where self-hypnosis, where you can do a self-talk program. We could do this on another show, where you can actually tell yourself to have your mind work on this issue or this problem while you're sleeping, and your subconscious mind actually goes to work on it.
Oh.
So that's kind of neat. But we did get to speak with Kenneth Dittman, and we're going to be having that interview in just a little bit. It was so interesting. He is an awesome guy.
He is an awesome guy. He's a wonderful speaker. He could do a TV show.
He was very articulate, and yes, he could do a TV show very similar to the Roadshow Antiques.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, and I don't want to give the wrong date or times or church, but I understand he's doing something similar to that, I believe at a Presbyterian church
somewhere in Stanford.
On the 19th, I think is the date he said. But if anyone wants to call him, and we'll give all his contact information, he'll be able to tell you. But a neat guy, spent some quality time with us and really appreciative of that. And we're going to find out if this box of $15 stuff was either trash or treasure. It'll be really interesting, don't you think?
I think so.
And the other thing that we also know is that we've been contacted by the Brevard County Zoo, and we are going to be touring that facility and be doing an interview with them. And hopefully Jessica's going to get in with the monkeys. I don't know why.
I love monkeys.
I knew you loved monkeys. I don't know. I didn't know that.
I love monkeys. They're like little people with really cute, skinny fingers.
I'm going to say that Jessica has a hand issue when it comes to her men. I know this because she looks at men's hands.
Well, I won't even say anything else.
She always says, well, he has small hands. And I say, you know what small hands mean? Small gloves. I don't know what that means. But I really, you have hand issues. My mother had
that issue.
My mother used to say whenever my sister and I would date, after the date would leave, she'd meet them. My mother would say, oh, he had nice hands.
Well,
I'd be like,
it tells you a lot about a person.
You know, I don't know. I can't say I've
I have a thing about men's forearms, too. Isn't that weird?
You have a thing about men's hands and forearms.
Yeah. So from the elbow down.
You know,
so if you email me your hands and your forearms.
I am being so careful right now not to say anything that would be inappropriate because there's so many funny little things I can say here, but I'm not going to say any of them because this is
this would be very R-rated.
So this is going to be a lot of fun. But we are going to be going to the Brevard County Zoo, and that's going to be great because we're going to get an inside look at some of the – you know, it's not just going to the zoo that interests me.
Right.
It's how do they care for these animals? What happens? Who decides whether they mate, whether they don't mate? How do you get them to mate? I'm curious about that kind of stuff. Like, who's in there telling the two elephants, come on, do it? You know what I mean? Like, how do you get them to
come on, do it?
You know, how does that happen? I'm curious.
Well, I'm sure there's a science to it all.
Do they have wine and lighted candles? And, you know, I mean, do they serve them peanuts on the open shell? I mean, how does that happen, you know? I don't know, but I'd be curious to find out. So we're going to really look forward to speaking to the folks there at the Brevard County Zoo, who's very kindly offered to tour us to their facility.
Yeah,
and
that's
going to
be awesome.
That'll be really good. And the other thing that we have coming up, next week we have a unique guest. This guest is called Celtic Cammy.
Celtic who?
Cammy.
Cammy, I thought you said Hammy.
Her name is Camille, Celtic Cammy.
Okay.
And she is a healer, but she has rather a unique history, and she has some lineage that would shock most people. And I'm bringing her on as kind of I'll tell you why I'm bringing her on, because she's a really unique lady who I know has a special gift, who has a tremendous amount of energy. She also kind of goes into the Wiccan area a little bit, I believe.
Okay.
Wiccan. She does not claim to be Wiccan, but she is a wonderfully interesting person who is truly knows her gifts come from God.
Uh-huh.
And that's important, and I think that's one of the reasons why I want to bring her on, because she's a great healer. She knows where her gifts come from.
Okay.
But it's kind of showing the alternative of how certain people, you know, we're Christians,
right?
And believe in God. But how sometimes people can still believe in God, but use their gifts in a little bit different way, but only for good intentions.
Right.
Because I've gotten a lot of calls. We've gotten tons of calls on this on the show. And here's an opportunity to hear and talk with somebody who's actually had their lineage tested through DNA. And she's going to be really interesting.
How do you do that?
She'll tell you about it when she's on the show next week.
Oh, and I'm all
Superwoman.
About Celtic, so I love that.
I know, you're all about Celtic. And maybe you can ask her where the Celtic knots come from. I bet you
I
can.
I would love that. And I'm not Irish in any way, but I've always been very drawn to Celtic.
Right. So it should be interesting. You know, moreover, I want to announce to everybody that Jessica has a birthday coming up on May 9th.
May 9th,
and
yes.
We're not going to say the age, but we will say this. She has decided that she wants to get a tattoo for her birthday.
You make it sound like tattoo from the plane. It's
well,
a tattoo.
You want to have a little person for your birthday? So that would be really weird.
I know. I've wanted to do this forever. I'm a very straight-laced person for all that know me. And it's not something I would ever have considered before. But for whatever reason, I really want to do it. Just to have one, just a small one, nothing that people are really going to see except for me.
I think it's a great idea.
And I know it's going to hurt, and that kind of keeps me away from it, but I'm going to do it for my birthday.
Yeah, I understand completely, and what I would suggest is that, and you know I'm going to help you do this, because I think what we should do, and I think all our listeners would really enjoy this.
Oh, no.
Because I think the first 2 minutes just before they start the tattoo that we kind of actually record this, because this is something we all want to hear. I know. So we're actually going to record Jessica getting her tattoo.
Great, as I'm crying.
We'll do an edited version of it, because I don't all want you to hear her screaming. But I think it would be kind of interesting, because I know she's going to get really nervous, so it should be really interesting.
I am going to be nervous. And like I said, hopefully I won't chicken out. I don't think I will.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you will chicken out. I think you're going to do absolutely fine, and I think you'll do really well. I'm not.
And I know my children all think I'm insane.
Well, I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my children who
but
have
all
tattoos.
All children have tattoos.
Other than my daughter, yeah, they all do.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, my daughter has been asking me to get a tattoo, but I don't know if I keep telling her she has to wait till she's 18,
right?
Because you know, if you tell a child no,
oh, well, then they want to go get one
right.
today.
So we told her, let's you know, when she's 18, she can you know that'll be her free choice, but. I've just said to her, look, if mommy had gotten a tattoo, you know, on her shoulder
mm-hmm.
when I was 18, I'd be looking at it, my knees down. So, you know, I'm just
well,
thinking,
and the thing
know.
Is, you're permanently marking your skin forever, and you want to do something that, you know, I mean, if you're a business person, it's
right.
not something you just want anyone to see, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
And the kids now, they put them all over. I've seen people with them on their neck, on their heads, and I'm like, hello, did you really think about that before you got that?
Right, exactly. And a lot of people don't think about it, and it just looks goofy and funny and all those kind of things. But you know what? If you tell them no, you know what happens.
Well, right.
So, you know, you've got to pick and choose your battle.
I agree.
So we'll see what happens. You know, it's been a really exciting couple of weeks since we haven't been on, and we are going to get to our readings in just a minute, too. But I got to attend Playlist Live with my daughter, which is, you know, it is the event for all the famous YouTubers
okay.
who have these YouTube channels. And I got to meet some of their cool people. My daughter really got to meet a bunch of them.
She did.
And as a matter of fact, if anybody wants to see kind of a cute video, she's under Nikki Sparkles 12. Nikki Sparkles 12. Nikki Sparkles 12.
On YouTube.
And but she did a thing on it. She got to meet a couple of the neat YouTubers. And what was really funny was she had a bad cold. So
mm-hmm.
she got there, and I said, well, don't tell anybody, you know, you're sick or you won't get your picture taken or hugs from anyone. She goes, I know, because she, remember how sick
yeah,
I was?
Yeah, she
okay.
was very husky.
So she was talking like fast like I was. And so what she ended up doing was she ended up saying to the guy, I said, tell me you were at a concert last night. So that's exactly what she did. She said, oh, I was at a concert. He goes, oh, so was I, and just assumed she was at the same concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then went into this big description, and she said, Mom, she said, I was, dead. I didn't know what to say. She had a really good time, but she
yeah.
had to meet some really famous people, and they came up to her and asked her to take videos and all
uh-huh.
that stuff. It was a lot of fun
it was
for
cool.
her. And then this week she won tickets for a private performance with Ed Sheeran. So that's kind
Which
of
I had never heard of him.
He
and
sings the 18.
Yeah.
So I'm going with her. She got to pick one person to attend with her.
She picked her mommy.
And it made me tear up because that made me feel really good. But we're going to see him on the 11th at 2 p.m. He's going to play three songs.
Cool.
And do a private meet and greet. So that's pretty cool, too.
That's
so we're
fun. Wow,
that.
Exciting stuff.
We got some cool stuff going on.
I know,
on,
right?
You know? A lot of really good stuff. And we've got Kelly manning the chat room for us tonight because we've Susie Q, who normally mans our chat room on Wednesday nights, is actually picking up somebody at the airport tonight.
Oh, okay.
And she's going to be in New York next week. So maybe if we're really nice to Kelly, she'll be able to man the chat room both nights. I don't know, but we're going to try.
Kelly,
that's it. We're going to really push her to see if she can man it for two nights in a row, two Wednesday nights in a row. Now what I've got to do is get back to Blog Talk Radio, because if I don't, and find
that's all your people want readings.
Everyone wants readings, and I want to do readings, and I can't wait for y'all to hear about those awesome things that we got at the estate sale and how they were valued, and it's just really kind of interesting. So this will be a lot of fun. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. And this is the order in which the calls are sitting in the queue right now. We've got a 630, a 520, a 504, and a 310. That is your area codes. I call them out so you know where you are in the line. If somebody drops out, then you'll go ahead of them. However, that's the ones that are coming up right now. And then, of course, I'll read out the other ones later. But I know for sure we're going to get to these folks tonight.
Cool.
So what do you say we take our first caller?
Take first
shall we?
Caller.
Okay, here we go. First caller from area code 630 with a prefix of 945. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
This is...
Can you say that again, sweetie? Hello, we can't hear you. You might be able to hear us, but we can't hear you. Maybe change your location if you're on a cell phone. Okay. Tell you what, area code 630 with a prefix of 945, I'm going to currently mute you. What I'm going to suggest is that you get to another location where we'll be able to hear you. I will definitely come back to you. That's a promise. We'll go ahead to our next caller, area code 520 with the prefix of 234. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
It's Hi, Lisa. Who's this?
From Arizona.
Oh, hi. Lisa from Arizona. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. How is life going?
Well, you know, I took the month of April off.
Okay.
From everything.
And how come?
To meditate and do some soul searching on the direction I want to go in when I come back.
That's actually a wise choice, because I think that you felt like you needed to clear some things up, didn't you?
I'm going to try and find those answers this month.
Good, good. I think you will be. Tell me if you may, what direction you're going in.
Oh, well, right now I'm not in a direction that is profound or new. You know, I'm still working on discovering that. And
okay.
I think for sure there's one communication avenue. It's not writing, but that I really like doing. And there's another one that's similar to that in a different location. And I was just wondering, I know the one that I really like doing, and it's a service to others. I know that will be there. I'm pretty sure it will be there when I come back in May. The other one, I'm not so sure, and I'm trying to remain detached so I don't feel, you know, that disappointed or anything like that. I was just wondering what you picked up on those two different.
Okay, give me the name of one that would be significant to you, and give me the name of the other. It doesn't have to be their actual names, but just connect the energy for me. The name of the first one would be, it could be a pseudonym. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, let me think what that would be. The name of the first one would be Tony. That would be representative of someone significant there.
Okay.
As far as the arena.
Understood.
And the other one would be...
Was there a J?
A J? There might be, and I'm overlooking it. The other one would be under the name of Chris.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to tell you as I go over this and as I'm sensing the energy of which way you should go, and believe me, it's not an easy... both of them are interesting, but I'm leaning, the angels are leaning, not me, the angels, I stand corrected, forgive me, Chris, and the direction of Chris. I feel like that's the direction it's going to go in. I feel like you'll have... I don't know if there's a creative control comes into play here, but
wow!
But that's what I'm saying, okay?
Wow, that is so amazing. I'll have to let you know, but wow, because that one that you're talking about is the one I've had the most difficulty with, and the first one is coming around and more supportive, and wow, that. But you know.
Are you saying that it's correct or it's exact opposite of what you've experienced?
Right, and I plan on going back to both of them because that's what I was doing, you know, at this time. I just wasn't sure if the powers that be in those different locations were going to decide otherwise.
I see you going in the direction of Chris. That's what I can tell you. Now, that doesn't mean that you base your decision of where you want to go based on what I'm sharing with you, because you're not supposed to fit your life to a reading, but that's the energy that I'm getting. And as always, we always say this, that that energy or that reading could change based on somebody making an alternative decision in their life, so it doesn't mean that you absolutely have to do this, so know that, okay?
Yeah. So do you think the first one, are they pulling out on their support? Are they pulling the plug?
No, I don't think they're pulling the plug at all, because that's why I said it's actually very close in which direction it was going to go. And I was actually at first kind of getting validation for both, but then it actually started going more towards Chris.
Oh, my God. I'll have to let you know.
Yeah, because I'm really curious now to see which direction that's going to go, and that's going to get very interesting for you and for me.
No kidding. Well, it's time for me to call you for a private reading anyway. I've had one with you, and it's time to do it again.
Wonderful.
That is so, the world is full of surprises.
You know, and that's what makes life so interesting. I always say if we knew what was going to happen every day, it would be very boring. People ask me all the time, do I read for myself? And I say, why would I want to? You know, I like the everyday excitement that comes with not knowing every day. No one wants to know everything that's going to happen, you know? That'd be dull, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Well, I hope that helps you some.
Well, it does. It keeps me on the edge of adventure.
Right. Yeah. Well, good. That's a good thing. If there's anything I could ever do to give you a little bit more information, you just let me know. But I'm definitely pulling for you. It should be very interesting, okay?
Wow. Okay, thank you very much.
You are so, so welcome. And you take care and God bless and keep in touch.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead now and we're going to try this other caller that I could not hear before. This, again, is caller 630 with a 945 prefix. Are you there, caller?
You got me?
I've got you now. Yes, I do. What's your first name?
Jackie. My phone was on mute.
Okay, no problem.
Why can't you hear me?
Oh, you know what? That happens all the time. Don't feel bad. Actually, I have one of our...
I was listening for so long that I put it on mute, so, just in case, and I'm going, can you hear me? And
I'm going, I can't hear you at all, no matter what. Well, wonderful. So you're calling from Chicago?
Chicago area.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. And what's your and you said your first name's Jackie. And,
Jackie.
Chicago area. So you're not in Illinois. You're from a small
area. I am in Illinois.
You are in Illinois.
I'm on the outskirts. I'm in the very far, the suburbs.
The suburbs. And this, you come from a small town, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
College town.
Yep, okay. I get it. Does this small college town begin with an R?
No, a D.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead.
We've had lots of happenings out here in the last 2 days.
Have you?
Yes.
And not good happenings, right?
No, it didn't. It didn't pan out the way that the family hoped it would. I'm in the town where we had a college shooting 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes it very, very hard. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry to hear that. There's nothing worse. And I also have to tell you, your heart goes out to anyone who's lost a child in any situation. But somehow it just seems so much more tragic in those types of situations, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we've had some tragedy out here, but the community has come together, and we have a strong community.
Wonderful. Now, why do I get the sense that you are a person who helps people? Does that sound
I'm a nurse.
Weird? Ah, there we go. That explains it. Okay, yeah, because I feel like you're like the helper. That's what I'm getting. They're showing me the helper. Whenever I see that, I know that it's somebody who either works either in the medical field in some way, counseling, nursing, hospice, something like that.
Labor and delivery.
Wonderful. Labor and delivery. That is like one of the – now, you must love your job.
99.9% of the time I do.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I think if I've always said to my husband, the cool thing is having only been to the hospital myself on 3 occasions, and the first 2 occasions, of course, were for the birth of my children. I remember I used to say to him, it's really nice because when I leave here, I'll have something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other people leaving here are leaving with scars or some kind of surgery. So I thought that was pretty neat.
I tell people they leave with a door prize.
Yeah, oh, I love that. That's kind of a neat thing. That's a neat thing. So why are you calling tonight? How can I help you?
I guess the biggest thing in my mind is when my son's second birthday is tomorrow.
Ooh.
And I'm wondering when, in my gut feeling, mm-hmm. is his little sister, I'm wondering when she's going to come to us.
When is little sister going to come to you?
Yep.
And by that,
she has
you
a name
mean,
already.
But let me ask you a question. Do you plan on being the biological mom?
Oh yes.
Okay. In that case, see, you know, that's a question that's only between you and God. But I'm going to ask
yes.
God to help out with a little bit, if He can give me a little bit of time frame reference. He is giving me a number, and I don't know if you're going to be happy with it or not. Now,
no.
I'm going to tell you between now and 3 years from now for sure.
Okay.
Now, I know that
I'm real close to being 37, so that scares me.
Oh, no, don't let it scare you. Are you kidding me? No. if it's right, it's right. Will he have a sibling? The answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my gut feeling is a baby girl, but...
And you know what? That's another one of those I'm not going to tell you because they pulled me back from saying. You noticed I was about to say. And I got pulled back and said, they told me sibling, because they're not giving me what the sex is going to be. They're not giving it to me on purpose because they want you to be surprised at the right moment when the time comes. And so it's not my place to take that wonderful blessing away from God and the angels, because that's going to happen in its time, in the right way, the way it's supposed to happen. So I'll pull off from that, but I will tell you this. I feel very, very strongly that your concern is the health of a newborn baby. You worry
Absolutely.
About Down syndrome. Is that correct?
That's one of my concerns. I have two concerns, and that's one of them.
Okay, where is this? Is it MS or cerebral? What you're worried about cerebral palsy? Where is this coming from?
Cerebral, and I'm worried about autism.
Why are they coming? They're showing me cerebral palsy and MS as your fear. I don't know if that's just.
I do have family members with both.
Ah, okay, then that must explain it. Here's the thing, okay? I can only tell you this. Your child, which is to be born yet, will be the biggest blessing you've ever received. Do not think and live your life in fear, because what's supposed to happen will happen. Do not worry about that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that.
No matter what, it will... He or she will be a blessing, but, you know, I guess I worry about what that child will have to endure. Not so much for me, but for my child. Because the child I have now is perfect, and I know he's going to grow up to be a wonderful human being and be self-sufficient, and he's smart and whatever. So I don't
Right.
worry about him as an adult.
Right.
But, yes, as far as physical or... genetic anomalies, I guess
mm-hmm.
I do worry, because when I'm gone, what's going to happen? That's a concern.
But you know what's funny? We always, whether your child is born healthy or not healthy, we all have those same fears. Every single
mm-hmm.
parent out there who is full of love and compassion in their heart for their children thinks the same thing. I want to make sure that my child is well prepared to take on life, so that when the day comes that I'm no longer on this earth, they'll be able to handle life's daily challenges.
Yes.
But the truth is, you know what? You can't really prepare a child any more than do the best that you can. After that, it's all in God's hands anyway. What's supposed
yeah.
to happen is supposed to happen. And you can lay awake every single night worrying about it. You know, I have
I will.
Which I know you will. I have clients who come to me with terminal illnesses, and their biggest fear sometimes is that, you know, what's going to happen to my child, what's going to happen to my son, my daughter, my grandkids, da-da-da-da. And it's amazing because oftentimes over the years what I've discovered is the children that they were most worried about, they thrive. They absolutely thrive because, you know, when mom or dad's not there, something always happens to come in and fill that spot. It may be a relative. It may be someone else. It could be that they start getting really responsible on their own. But the point is, I really don't have a situation where someone didn't thrive. So I have even learned in my own life to know that, you know, God's will be done, and not to worry and live in fear, because I can tell you that most of the misery, depression, anxiety, and stress that people feel on a daily basis is the result of living in fear on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Think
and
about
I do
it.
That very well.
I know. You lay awake at night, and you worry, and you fear, and you play the what-if game. And I call it the what-if game, because when you play, and here's the amazing part. You don't realize, when you're playing the what-if game, you throw your body into that fight-or-flight mode, right? So now your body starts making cortisol. And what does cortisol do? Cortisol automatically prevents our immune system from working at its best, okay? Not only that, cortisol lowers our metabolism. Cortisol causes us to have inflammation. So by playing the what-if game, we actually create the thing that we're trying to prevent in the first place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know that my stress
in the
last several months, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the stress that I've had trying to conceive has probably prevented me from doing so.
Can I tell you that conceiving the child should be the fun part? It's delivery that can be difficult.
Yeah.
The conceiving's supposed to be the fun part. So what are you? Why are you not allowing that to be fun?
Because I'm stressing about age and when will it happen, and I have a game plan, and
you know,
and I guess even though delivery wasn't fun, I also was with friends, my doctors, my nurses, I work with, I trust them.
Of course.
So there was some pain, but it wasn't the nightmare that most people get to live.
Of course not. I will share something with you that I don't normally share. Of course, we're on the air, so here we go. You know, you're so worried that you're not going to have this second child. And I will tell you that my husband and I tried for many years to have children. And around about the age of 32, and seeing all the specialists who said, there's nothing wrong with you, you should be able to have them, I finally gave up and said, you know, okay, if this was meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's not. I put it in God's hands, and I stopped worrying about it, stopped stressing about it. And lo and behold, within a very short period of time, guess what? I was pregnant. And then lo and behold, within another very short period of time, I was pregnant again. And now I was considerably older than I anticipated, having both my children. You know what? I didn't miss a beat. And it has never been a deterrent, but I actually feel that the older you are when you have children, the better parent you are, because you don't feel like you're missing anything, and you truly appreciate those children. Not that young people don't appreciate their children. I don't want to give that impression, but I think when you've had a chance to live your life, to travel, to get around, to do the things that a lot of young people don't get to do, you know, you welcome that child even more. So don't worry about it, you know, because I'm telling you right now, if I did, I'm not so sure I would have gotten pregnant. And truly, conceiving is half the fun. So, you know, stop worrying. Give it up to God. Let him worry about it. You know, stop living your life in fear, because the exact thing that you're trying to prevent from happening is what you're bringing on by worrying about it.
Yeah. And it's so easy to say don't worry, but having a history of anxiety, I know that I can't prevent myself from worrying.
Well, I know, but what you can do is every time you start to worry, you can put it in the box method. You know what I'm talking about? I've worked with a lot of clients over this, and I do a lot of work with people who have anxiety and stress, and specifically OCD. And we do kind of like a hypnosis-type session. But in that hypnosis-type session, we also talk a little bit about putting everything in a box. So the things that you're worrying about right now, you sit down and you take a post-it note and you write maybe 15 or 20 different post-it notes and you put them all inside of a shoebox. Now, some people like to take a regular shoebox that says Nike or Tom McCann on the outside, and other people like to get a dollar store shoebox that looks really a little bit, you know, a little bit nicer than a Nike box. And then you put all these post-it notes in there. And then you put it on the shelf in the closet, you close the closet door, and you put a date on another post-it note, and you stick it on the door. Now, every time you go to think about one of those things that's written on the post-it note in the box, you have to say, I can't think about it because it's in the closet, in the box, on the shelf, and I'm not allowed to think about it until Friday, April, whatever. Okay? So now we're saying to ourselves, all right, I'm not going to think about it today. I can think about it on the 5th. April 5th at 8:30 a.m., I can pull that shoebox out, put it on the table, have my coffee, and I can go through each one of those post-it notes, and I can think about it and see if anything's changed, if I can change anything, if there's anything that I've left undone, any stone unturned to handle this. If there is, then you'll take care of it. If there isn't, then you're going to put them all back in the box with any new worries or fears that you've maybe acquired, because you know, as an OCD person, you know what I'm talking about? You are always going to replace one fear with another fear. Right?
Yeah.
So so as soon as one gets solved that you think is the one that's most consuming and taking over every single day of your life, you're going to replace it with a new fear, usually within 24 to 48 hours. So what you're going to do is you're going to write the new fear on there, and you're going to put it in the box. And you're going to say, I don't have to use my energy to worry about it because now I'm going to put it in the box for another 5 days, and I'm not going to take it out until the 10th of April at 8:30 in the morning. You can change the times. You can change the dates. I find 5 days works really well. On the fifth day, you take it out, have your coffee or tea, start going through the box. What will happen is every time you go to think about one of those things, you have to tell yourself, I don't have to. It's in the box. I'm not going to forget to worry about it. It's just that I know I can't do anything about it now, so I'm going to give my brain a vacation and leave it in the box and not think about it for a few days. And if you get into that habit and truly do what I'm telling you, you will find that you can actually put your OCD fears to rest.
I'll try.
It works. You know, people say to me, oh, I don't think that'll work, which I always say, you're saying it because you're not really going to try it, but if you truly try it and do it as I suggest, you'll be shocked at the success you'll have.
Okay.
It truly does work. It's scary for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mhm. You know why?
And why is that?
Because being able to have the fear of worrying about things gives you more control.
Again.
You see, you feel like you're controlling it when you're worrying about it, but truly you're not controlling anything.
I obsess.
Yes, I know. You call it obsess. I'm going to call it just a little hint of OCD. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I can sense it. I do a lot of work with OCD clients, and I've had a lot of success with them. But I also know when somebody's got a touch of it, and I also know when they have recurring thoughts that they can't seem to get rid of. And I know how frustrating that can be. But I'm telling you, this shoebox method does work. I call it the Gone with the Wind method, because at the very end of the movie Gone with the Wind, Scarlett sits down at the bottom of the staircase, and Rhett walks out, and she kind of practices that shoebox method by saying she knows the man she loves just walked out. Now, she could have chased after him, but she decided to put that in the back of her mind, kind of up on a shelf. She knew she had to get back to Tara and rebuild, and that she'd live to fight another day. And in a way, that's what you're doing by putting the shoebox up on the shelf, living to fight another day by removing the stress. Okay?
Okay.
You're taking deep breaths because you're thinking this is going to be so hard to do, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm very impatient. With my patience, I'm patient. In my own personal life, I have anxiety, and You know what? At work, I can take a very stressful life and death situation, like, mm-hmm. very calmly. I can be patient. In my own life, completely the opposite.
That's because you have a tremendous amount of compassion for people, but you don't feel like you deserve the same amount of compassion that you give them. And that's something else I would love to talk to you about, but that's way too long to do on the show. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's a self-esteem issue.
I guess I just want my Daphne this year.
You want your what? I'm sorry?
My Daphne, I just want her this year. This year, probably next year.
I'm not going to tell you you're not going to have her this year. I just know that within, and remember, the angels aren't going to tell you exactly when you're going to get pregnant, but they are telling me within the next 3 years you will have your beautiful baby daughter. I'm not saying baby daughter. I'm going to say the sibling to your son, because they're not showing me whether it's going to be a baby boy or a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. I hope this has been helpful.
It's a start. But
That's
my, I'm a little bit neurotic, so I need a start, something to work with.
I understand completely. You should, if you ever have the chance, call me. We should do a private thing and work on that anxiety issue just a little bit, the recurring thoughts issue, because I would really like to give you some other methods to use to calm that down, because I don't want to see your body creating all that cortisol and all that stress, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
And is that something that I should do through a website or whatever?
Yes,
to...
you can contact me through my website. It's www.drginny.com, drginny.com. And I've got a toll-free number. You can always call 1-800-375-3446. Okay.
I'm putting that right down right now.
Okay. 1-800-375-3446.
Got it.
All right. Jackie, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure, I know we'll be talking again, and I will be saying many prayers for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You take care now.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. She's so sweet.
She
is
sweet.
And I guarantee you, anyone who has her as a delivery room nurse is extremely fortunate.
I know. How awesome.
How awesome. You know,
well, you need
really
a really calm,
well,
you know, person that just gets you through the whole thing.
I guarantee you she's the kind that when a person is freaking out and really nervous, you're like you just said,
mm-hmm.
would very calmly talk to them and say, tell them what they need to do, how they need to handle it, tell them everything's going to be okay.
Yep.
And she needs a little bit of that in her personal life herself.
Sounds like it.
She needs her own delivery nurse.
Yes.
To help her, because she deserves that. You know what time it is?
I don't know.
It is time for us to talk to Kenneth Dittman, who is so kind to look over the wonderful items
mm-hmm.
that we brought in from our estate sale that I purchased.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out how spidey senses my psychic stuff really is, because I purchased this stuff for $15 at an estate sale. And we're going to see what happens. So let's go ahead and let Kenneth talk and see what happens. And that is not a good sound. Let's see if we can get a better sound here.
Sounds like we have some technical difficulties.
Sounds like we have some technical difficulties for sure. And I think we'll go to a song and we'll be back. I'm going to play like the most weirdest, bizarre song called Tight Pants. It's a YouTuber.
Okay.
I was walking through the forest of moccasin bread when I saw a troll boy wearing tight pants. I want to own them, but can you even dance in those pants?
What, hey, woman?
They made a move like a vessel of shimmy, all sweet and tender like a tiny baby kitty. I need to get some, put my body in them, then I will rule the world. Is that an angel, baby? No, that's a dancer. Watch my lady honey boo, feed me lots of jumbo juice. Call me Lady Tiger, but I never eat my young. My legs in those pants, the dream.
where I come from. Grab a partner, form a line, cut and stitch and make them shine.
Work that elastic, it's looking fantastic.
Please stitch them pretty, cause my body can't handle it. The power of the light, why it tickles my tiger.
Let me get inside of them and stretch,
stretch, stretch.
And tell yourself, you're a vessel of shimmy and activate your dance floor kitty.
When I place my legs in a cage, a spandex, I dance like hell to release the madness. Watch my feet pound holes in plywood. Watch my hips crush plates of baked goods.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do it. Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do it. 'Twas the last stitch on the final scene. He placed them to me. My leg hairs quivered and screamed. I know I needed them more than ever. But then he looked at my leg and said, never.
I was already wearing tight pants. I just did not activate them.
Wow. Body roll, high kick, this is how we do it. Watch your step, break it down, break it down. Body roll, high kick, back to the ring, and feel
it. I'm a dance floor tiger lady, bumping everything she has. Touching every single man, rubbing every lady back.
Work that dance floor, they may vote you mayor jazz. One day have a plaque that says
she wore the tightest of pants.
Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it. Watch out for my body rolls, watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, this is how we do it.
That's right. That is a Wackola song, and this is how we do it, and it was fun. It's called Tight Pants by Leslie Hall.
Oh, okay.
I know. I love it. And you can get the YouTube thing.
Okay.
Go to YouTube and type in Tight Pants by Leslie Hall. It is absolutely hysterical, and it's absolutely wonderful. And my kids turned me on to that a couple of years ago, and I couldn't miss the opportunity. For
it's cute.
If you watch it, I promise you, you will end up loving it and watching it four or five times.
Really?
Because you start trying to do the dance.
Okay.
Which we all did.
I'm assuming there's body rolls.
Body roll, body roll. This is how we do it. Yeah, it's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. All right. Tell you what, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with the interview, so it's being reloaded as we speak.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully
hopefully it'll work.
And if it doesn't, then we're going to have to figure something out because I have it.
I know. What a shame.
Well, we don't normally have technical difficulties.
I was going to say.
It's more like, when don't we have technical difficulties?
Right?
But I'll tell you what we're going to do for the time being. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller who's calling in from area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. How are you?
Oh my goodness, wonderful. I know this voice. See, the second I hear
this
voice.
Wow, you are speedy.
I am that good. You know why? Because I like New Orleans. I like Louisiana. And she's probably not even from there because I always get the wrong state.
No, it's New Orleans.
I got it right this time, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
How have you been?
Crazy, but okay.
Okay, crazy, but okay.
I'm alive.
Okay, that's good, right?
That speaks for a lot. It's been a rough semester, but there's like 4 weeks left of it, so I'm surviving.
Okay,
that's
good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. So so tell me when you're going to graduate.
Okay. The plan is spring of 2014. You know, barring God being merciful and nothing going wrong. It'll be 2014.
Okay. First, well, let's just say that is what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure.
Let's go with that.
We'll,
why not?
We'll claim that one out.
And maybe I'll find a cotton candy machine at the kitchen table tomorrow. But, hey, no, seriously, I like cotton candy. I think that you should be able to graduate in 2014.
That would be good because I don't know that I have patience for anything else anymore. I'm like, It's going to have to end in a year.
You know, I just thought about something. She might,
what?
She may be able to help you, Jessica.
How so?
I will only say that our caller has some very good connections to someone at Xavier University.
Oh, okay.
Correct?
Yes, that is true. We can say that.
We can say that. We're not going into any detail. And I would like to also say that Jessica was having a little bit of trouble with something. Jessica, do you want to explain briefly, very briefly?
I'm going back to college.
Ah,
I want to go
okay,
back to
welcome.
College. I went to college many years ago. I went to 3.5 years of college. Want to transfer all my credits. Not so easy after this many years. So,
right.
That's
yeah.
it in a nutshell.
Not impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not impossible to do at all, because I went for almost the same time, and there was like a good 7-year gap.
Okay.
7 or 8
well, mine
gap.
Is a lot more than 7 years. It's more like 27 years.
Okay. Yeah. What would probably happen is you would want to talk to somebody, they would just end up making concessions where they would be like, okay, we're not going to make you retake classes you've already taken, but
right.
if they require a certain number of credits for you to graduate as a senior at that institution,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like I can't go to, you know, the local community college and then transfer all of my credits to Harvard with one class left and say I graduated from Harvard. You know,
right,
they don't roll that way. So
right.
what they would probably end up saying to you is, like with some of the stuff they said to me was, we will give you credit in terms of you do not have to retake those classes,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I'm going to end up taking a semester of underwater basket weaving for, quote-unquote, credit hours, right?
I see what you're
like,
saying, yeah.
You might have to, like, you're learn to weave underwater or snorkel.
Okay, I can weave underwater. That's not a problem.
Yeah, so like that might be the concession that they make with you.
Okay, well, hey, that's something to think about.
Yeah. So, but I still don't have to do as many hours as I, you know, like they didn't make me make up a whole lot of crazy stuff. So the nice thing
good.
Is that depending on, are you going back to the place that you were, or are you trying to go? You're trying
oh, no.
to transfer to something new. Okay, yeah, then they'll make some kind of concession.
Right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, cool. Very cool.
Buy some goggles.
Very interesting.
And a snorkeling thing.
Right, yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the info.
You now, how can I help you this evening?
Okay, anything good news would be good. If it's bad news, you have my permission to just not tell me. I won't even get upset.
Okay, let me see.
You know,
see
if there's something good, because I got to clean this up then.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the one thing that I'm getting here really, really strongly is that, okay, I'm just going to come out and put it this way. I'm getting a message of what I call peace. It says you've been going through a lot of turmoil. This angel's saying to me, and I don't like to refer to as an it, so forgive me for that. But, you know, they're not gender-specific, so sometimes I just say it says. But
yeah.
they say that you've been going through a lot of turmoil, and your soul's just tired right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ideation and turmoil.
Yeah, okay. And what they're telling me is that right now, intellectually, you're kind of just craving some quiet time, some downtime, some peace.
Yeah.
And they're saying that that tranquility is coming. You just got to give it a little bit of time because tranquility is coming your way. And as is their way, because they're funnier than I am and yet not funny in other ways, because they're just pathetically honest. And I don't mean that my angels are pathetic, but sometimes honesty is a killer. But they're saying kind of like hurricane, the eye of a hurricane. You want to be in the eye of a hurricane right now. And I just think it's funny because I don't ever use a hurricane analogy
preference.
To somebody from your part of the country for obvious reasons. But They are, so I have to. And they're saying that, you know, like your peace, your inner peace, is coming, and it's going to be like being in the eye of the storm, so don't worry. That you're going to have smoother trails ahead. And that the most important thing, the most important message I'm getting is that the worst is all behind you.
Oh, thank God, because it can't get any worse.
Well, I guess not. I mean, what has been going on?
Oh, my God, what hasn't been going on? It's been like the last week, which is ironic because it was like spring break,
yeah.
And it was horrible. There was no break in it. They have a liberal definition of, like, vacation time here or something.
Really?
I don't know. And
yeah.
So, like, the day before we're going on vacation, I have this professor where we had this insane group. We have a research class where it's being taught as a group project. Which I dislike group projects for a variety of reasons. And
for
the gist of what was happening is that, like, basically I was the group. But it was like, yeah, whatever. If I pass the class, I don't care. If everybody passes with me, fine, whatever. I just need to be done with this.
Right.
So then the professor comes to class and says, Maria has been complaining. Oh, I probably shouldn't be just yelling my name on there.
Yeah.
She's had to do all of the work. I didn't say that at all. And so and I'm like, wait a minute, but I didn't say that. And then, like, now everybody in the room is looking at me like I'm insane. They're like, what do you mean you've been complaining? Like, I didn't say that. I never complained.
I
don't know where this is coming from. I don't know why she's projecting this on me. And so so then the assignment became everybody turn in their own thing, right?
Right.
Okay, fine. Except that, A, I've already turned one in. And, you know, we got a marginal grade, but it didn't lower my grade in the class. So I was like, whatever. And, you know, she's like, no, everybody do it again. So I'm like, fine, whatever.
Oh,
so I spent all of spring break on this project, two other projects. So I'm just sort of worn out. And then, like, that class is going badly, and the relations with that professor are bad. And so I have no poker face, so it's very obvious that I'm hostile. And then, you know, the crazy ex-boyfriend called me with something crazy, and I was like, dude, really, I can't. The fact that we broke up really means that I shouldn't have to deal with you and the crazy. Don't call me with these stories anymore. Like, it was, I mean, we were to the point that I was like, I need you not to speak to me again in our lives. It sounds harsh, but I just need you to go away. Which then, of course, he interpreted as, what do you mean go away? I don't have to go away. I can make you speak to me. And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah. All right. My bad.
Mm.
So I think he's kind of in his, like, power struggle, you know. I don't even think he cares that we don't speak. I think he just wanted it to be his decision.
Yeah.
That we don't speak. And so now he's trying to live out the I can control this non-speaking situation.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where I am. It's been a weird day. It's been a weird week.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's been a tough year already.
It's great.
You know, I always say keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing what you know is right. And because ultimately, you know, I believe in rebound. And by that I mean when we do the right thing, eventually the right thing finds its way to us. And I put a lot of stock into that. And so sometimes it's very easy when we are, for instance, being accused of something we've never said nor done, it's very easy to get very upset and to respond in a way that is negative. And all that does is draw more negativity to the situation. And, you know, it's always take the high road. You know, it's funny because you've heard that saying, oh, take the high road. Just take the high road. You know, take the high road. Well, it's so easy to say, but what does that mean? You know, taking the high road kind of means don't let the negativity that's around you swallow you whole. Because once you join that negativity trolley, it turns into a big choo-choo train, and it's never-ending. So, you know, even though you're going to be fine.
And it's funny, because I'm normally the class person who's like, when everybody's bugging, I'm like, no, let's all just calm down. It's a semester. We're going to be fine. It's a little crazy, but we only have to get a C, and then we can all just go about our lives.
Well, and that's the one thing I tell people all the time. It's like, when you graduate, no one's going to say, what did you get in this class? What was your grade? No one's going to ask you that.
No, not at all.
They're going to say, do you have a degree? Yes, I do. Good. Enough said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to know
that
you're
never
going to
see these people again.
That's
we're going to be fun. And
that's
then,
right.
It was just too much. Like, the professor sent a snarky email, followed by another snarky email at, like, the crack of dawn, and then has this tendency to call people out. Basically, there was an assignment given. Half the class didn't turn in the assignment. And an email came out that was like, I'll assume if I don't get an assignment from y'all by this time during the day, that you all are taking a zero on it, right? Which to me was like, well, okay. It was, and the email itself was kind of snarkily worded. But I'm like, okay, it's a snarky email, but it deals with the thing. People either turn stuff in or not turn stuff in, and it's done. Like, we don't have to discuss it again.
Right.
So then we go to class, and she individually points at people and says, and you didn't turn something in, and you didn't turn something in, and you didn't. And I'm like, really?
Hmm.
Really? That was how you learned?
Yeah. Golly gee, Walker.
No, I don't think that you can just do that in a group of people without expecting, like, a response that is non-positive. Like,
right.
I don't know what your positive intent was with that gesture.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go the way you wanted it to go. And so then it all went crazy. And then the thing with the crazy ex-boyfriend was basically, like, our whole back and forth was always, you know, get married, don't get married, have kids, don't have kids, you know. And even after we got to the thing where I was kind of like, I don't think I want to be married to you. But we still kind of went back and forth on the kid, don't have kid thing.
Right.
You know, and it was always, I don't want any more kids, I don't want any more kids. I was like, fine, don't have any more kids. And that was kind of the end of it. With us. It was like, okay, if we want two different things, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And so then calls me and is like, oh, you know, I miss you, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. But, oh, and, you know, we should date or whatever, haha. And by the way, I've been dating this girl in like the, you know, 2 minutes that we've been broken up, and she's pregnant. And I'm like, okay. Weren't we not having any more kids? Wasn't this like this just happened. Yeah.
Well,
I need you to never speak to me again.
Okay.
It was
that's really painful.
Yeah.
Truth be told, it's extremely painful, and
I will say,
it's never about the kids. We know this, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that we see this often enough, where people will say, you know, oh well, you know, I want to live in New York and I want to live in Idaho, and so they end up ending the relationship, and next thing you know, he's in New York with somebody else, and you're like, well, wait a second, you know, I thought if the relationship was meant to be supported, it would have worked no matter where you lived. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, it was never, you know, it was very When Harry Met Sally moment, where I was like, okay, dude, really? Mm-hmm. I can't deal with this today. Don't call me with this nonsense.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. That stinks, and that's just not a whole lot of fun, and I'm sorry that that happened to you. I know. All I can say to you is that there is a new one out there for you, one that's better for you. And can I tell you something? The other one, as was discussed on previous occasions, was never really quite the right one for you.
This is true.
As you knew, you were always going to have to settle.
Oh, definitely.
And sometimes settling is painful, and you don't want to have to do it.
True.
You know? Sometimes settling is very, very, very painful. And I think you know now that you will never, ever have to do that again, and thank God. Because the next one is not one that you're going to settle. The next one is one that's going to be awesome and great, and that's how it should be.
Indeed. Definitely indeed.
There you go. Okay.
It can't be worse.
I know, it can't be worse, right? I mean, it really can't be worse. And the truth is, you know what, you don't want to, no relationship should be that hard. It's kind of like, I always tell people, it's like a business. When, you know, when you're struggling for years and years and years and years, very few times do those businesses ever turn successful. It's usually when you're struggling and struggling and struggling, you're probably doing something wrong, okay, or it's just not working. And sometimes you just have to say, okay, I think it takes the most courage to just throw in the towel, you know, and say, okay, obviously this isn't working. I wish it was, but it's not. So now it's time to do the thing that takes the most courage, which is to back off and attack this from another angle. And I think that for you, I think that relationship, although there was a connection, I'm not sure it was ever supposed to end up in holy matrimony.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right? I kind of think even though there was a connection, it was never supposed to last as long as it did.
Right, exactly.
You just sort of let it last so long.
Exactly. I agree. I totally agree. 100%. So I think you're going to be fine. And I think that you're going to meet the right guy. And when the right guy comes along, everything's going to be really good. Okay?
Okay.
So don't worry about that. It's going to happen. And by the way, before we hang up, I've got to ask you this question. Does your professor know who your mother is?
Yes.
Well, that's why this professor is going to ride you even harder. It's kind of like, you know what I'm what's that?
That she should not, because if she really knew who my mother was,
she would back off. I was just going to say, kind of shocking, because if she knew, yeah, exactly. It's amazing what goes through people's minds. I think sometimes they think that they're showing a good work ethic, but it's quite the opposite, which could negatively impair her employment down the road. But we won't go there, or his employment down the road. Let's go with that. But you know what? Just keep doing what you're doing, because what's more important is that you graduate. And you know ultimately if this teacher gives you too hard a time, you can get that taken care of. You and I both know that.
All I got to do is get a seat.
Yep, that's it. And I guarantee you, no matter what, you're going to make that happen, no matter what it takes. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I'm taking this class again.
No way. Absolutely no way. But you'll be fine. Just know that the right guy is coming down the road, okay?
Will do. Will do.
It is. I promise you, okay? Please keep in touch, all right? It was so good
Definitely.
To hear from you again. All righty.
Indeed.
You take
Indeed.
Care
and
God
bless.
Be careful
about whatever tattoo you choose, because they do look crazy.
Yes, and this is true. Some of them can look really bad. I agree.
I know.
Because they do look crazy, some of them, you know, Jess?
Well, some of them do look crazy, and that's, you know, at the age I've gotten to.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions on what kind of tattoo she should get?
I wouldn't get anything with words.
No.
If you get some kind of a symbol, I would pick something timeless. You know, infinity, a peace sign, something that's going to be around for a while. Elsewise, I would put it nowhere visible.
Well, and that's my plan. It's going to be visible to me. I don't really want the world seeing it. You know, it's just something personal for me.
Yes.
Very good.
For only me to look at, because, you know, if I want to share it, you know, I will.
Exactly right. And she was talking about a Celtic knot, perhaps.
I was, but I just think that's going to be kind of a blah.
Well, and also you need to know where the Celtic thing comes from.
Right.
Because until you know its origin, you want to be careful. You know, it's like somebody putting a tattoo of a...
Origin.
I will. I own the right to pronounce any word any way the heck I want to, and I will mispronounce every word as long as it comes close. It is my prerogative.
That gives me joy to correct you.
Do you hear her? She corrects me every week. Not that she's wrong. She's always absolutely right, but she's been correcting me for 30 years, okay? Good Lord.
Until she buys you a dictionary for Christmas,
You know what it is? She knows how to say it, but it just never comes out quite that way.
It never comes out right, because I hear words, but I pronounce them incorrectly. But I say the right word. It just comes out.
Yeah.
Usually the A or the O is long and short in the wrong spot. And I want y'all to know, like I said, her birthday's coming up. I, a month in advance, have purchased her birthday card because I found one that was so hysterical.
And
that
is sweet.
And my husband and I laughed so hard over. But does she appreciate it? No. She's going to stand here and correct my words. So there you go.
I'm trying to help you.
There's no help. Believe me. All those years of school couldn't help. It's not changing. All right. Listen, New Orleans girl, okay?
Yeah.
New Orleans. Did I say it right? New Orleans.
Either way, people say it all sorts of ways here. So.
Oh, come on. Let me say it any way I want because I want to be right just once. New Orleans.
There you go.
So much. There we go. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All
have
right.
a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to say this. We haven't heard from her in a while. I'm so glad she called
in. I know.
In.
We haven't.
She's just such a delightful person.
She is.
Joy to her heart. Our next caller is going to be calling in from area code 310, so don't hang up. We're getting to you next. We are having technical difficulties with the audio on this wonderful interview we did with Kenneth Dittman, and I have a choice here. I can actually play it in a way where the quality is terrible, which I will not do because he deserves more than that.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to do this. I hate to do this, but we're going to have to play it next week when we figure out what's wrong with our audio
here.
What
a shame.
It's very, very frustrating, and this has not ever happened to us like
this
before.
No, that's weird.
It has never happened, but every time I tried to play it, all we were getting was... sounded like aliens from some third-rate sci-fi movie.
Or like a tape, you know, from an old tape
recorder. Yes, like an old tape recorder.
Like you were speeding it up.
And let me tell you, this was all done in high digital technology.
I know.
Yeah, so there's really no reason why this should be happening. And I feel terrible about it because I was so looking forward to everyone hearing this. And unless a miracle happens between now and the end of the show, and I do have somebody who's currently working on it as we speak, we may get stuck having to play that interview next week, and I apologize to all because I know I have a lot of people who are listening for that because they were curious.
Right.
And there's some interesting stories behind some of those items already, so I can't say more than that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller. And our next caller is calling in from area code 310 with a prefix of 316. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you? Who's this?
My name's Maria.
Maria. Hi, Maria. And what part of the country are you calling?
Southern California, in the L.A. area.
California. Good. Okay, L.A. We like L.A. L.A.'s good. Well, okay,
yeah.
Do you know Kyle and Kim Richards? Do you know the Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh, my gosh.
No. What? Okay, come on. You're supposed to pretend to say I know
I think there's like 3 degrees of separation from one of them.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean anything?
Absolutely nothing, but that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
How can I help you this evening?
Well, it, basically what it comes down to is, when is that guy going to come along?
Oh,
I feel like
true.
I've just been through hard knocks and get my heart broken every time. And gosh, I've been pretty patient, I think.
Okay, well, first of all, I know you've been pretty patient. I'm going to tell you a couple of things here because I just got a really strong answer on one thing. But I want to preface this before I tell you what I got an answer on. I want to preface it with something else. And that is simply this. Just because you have to wait for the right guy to come along doesn't mean that that's a waste of time. Because believe it or not, the life experiences and the things that take place tomorrow, this week, next month, and 3, 4, 5 months from now are critical in setting up the puzzle pieces for the right guy to walk into your life. Now, on that note, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you two things that I think are really, really good. I'm going to tell you that you are going to meet the right guy within the next 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's really a very short time. Okay? I know you're thinking that sounds like an eternity.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen between now and 14 months from now. Can it happen tomorrow? Yes. Could it happen at one year, 3 months, and 29 days? Yes. But the point is, now everybody's getting out their calendar, who's anal, and seeing at exactly 14 months. Does that 14 month have 31 days or 30 days? And don't do that because I'm not that exact. But I will tell you this: it's going to happen. But there's something you're telling me you need to do first. you think you know what love is. Okay.
Mm. Actually, I'm not sure, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you. They're telling me you really don't know what love is. You think you do. You think you felt it, but you actually haven't. That's important for you to know, because when you have true love, and this is going to sound like the oddest thing in the world, but anyone who's ever truly been in love will appreciate this. True love, you know, that you remember that saying where if you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it loves you. If it doesn't, it never did, or whatever.
Okay.
That is the stupidest saying, but the most real saying in the world, and I'm going to tell you why. True love means the person that you absolutely love, you want them to be happy at any cost. And if that means them not being with you, although it breaks your heart, then you're still happy for them.
Right.
You have not been at that point yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you have to wait for true love to come. But when it does come, it'll come the right way and you'll know it. And you won't doubt it for a second. You know, like how you've dated quite a bit. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, you're a serial dater, but you've dated enough to know that, what goes on in relationships. And and the thing that I'm being shown here is that you always question everything. Like, you're always looking for validation of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have true love, nothing needs to be validated. There's not even a doubt in your mind. You know, it's that strong, it's that right, it's that real.
Well, I think that's what drives me crazy, is that that's never happened for me.
Can I ask you a question? How old are you? Are you 26?
No, I'm 47-ish.
Okay, you know, you have such a young voice, and
she
I'm going to tell you, but you also have a very young energy, a very young energy.
Well, and I look young, and people think I'm young, and so it's,
and that makes it harder
makes,
too,
it
doesn't
it? Well, it makes approaching 50 easier. So.
Well, it makes approaching 50 easier, but it also makes dating sometimes a little bit awkward.
Well, I'll tell you where it makes it difficult is I am going to turn 50, and then, you know, things are going to change, and my back's going to hurt, and my eyes are going to go. And I don't want that superficial guy. I want that guy that's going to age with me, you know?
Right.
Well, this is L.A., you know, we got the house vibes, right? So there's all that.
I know.
Men are
I know.
Pretty superficial here, and that's a problem.
So you're right.
So I need somebody genuine who understands that is just going to get me and loves me for who I am and vice versa,
who you are.
Too.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. You are in the land of the plastics, but I know some wonderful people out there who are absolutely genuine and real. And so I'm going to ask you this question that I ask people, it seems like, every week. What are you doing to get out and meet new people outside of your current social circle? Don't you hate that
Nothing.
Question?
Yeah.
Nothing? Okay. I love it. I love how honest you are. You're not even going to try and make something up. You're like, nothing.
No.
I'm doing
because
nothing.
Because I work from home to boot.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. You work from home.
I work from home, and I don't get excited to go out on Saturday night. It's like, oh, wow, this is great. I get to do nothing.
Okay. So let's. I'm reeling in your fishing rod right now. And before you cast for anything else, that means cast for a man, not spell cast. I don't want to freak out my listeners. Before you start casting for a hot guy who's true and wonderful and God's gift and your soulmate and all that yada, yada, yada stuff, okay? And the reason why I say yada, yada, yada is every relationship is work, and the soulmate thing, I love it, it sounds good, but the truth is every relationship is work, and you both have to work on it. So,
and they want to bail when there's work involved, you know, or when it comes to the other person.
Right. You want someone who, right, exactly. That I understand. So what are your interests? Be honest. What kind of bizarre interests that you have that you normally wouldn't tell anybody. Nobody really knows who you are, although I do know your address and your social security
number. Maybe she has some normal interests. Maybe she has some normal interests.
No, she has bizarre interests. Tell me what they are. I
know
it.
I'm pretty easygoing. There's, you know, sometimes I just want to go out and have fun, but really I'm pretty simple and
what kind of books do you
like
to read?
Yeah, I hate to say what kind of what?
Books do you like to read?
You know, when it comes down to spiritual books.
Okay, so
in life after or near death or Eckhart Tolle, any kind of anything like that, I want to try and get it, you know.
Okay, so you are in the land of metaphysics, okay? And what you're in the metaphysical world where you are. You know, LA's big on that.
And, you know, like a retreat, I could probably see myself doing something like that, you know.
That's a big commitment, a retreat. So let's take it, let's do it more at small bites since you've never done this before. Here it comes. All my listeners know what I'm going to say. Why don't you go to meetup.com? Because, see, Jessica knows this. And we do this all the time. Why don't you go to meetup.com and type in spiritualist group, metaphysical group.
Oh, and there's
group,
a lot of them, too.
Group. You'll find that there are so many groups out there within like a 10-mile radius of where you are that get together on a weekly or monthly basis and go to a couple of those different meetings.
Well, you know, the funny thing about these meetup groups is I want to make sure that I'm going for that, and I don't want to go to, like, meet somebody.
That's the whole thing. That's where it gets confusing. This is not a singles group. Don't misunderstand me. Meetup.com is not for singles. That's not the intent there. I mean, they do have, like, single group meetup things that you can do. But I've been to a bunch of these meetup groups, and not one of them has been for single people.
That's why I want to be there. I'm not going there with ulterior motives. In fact, I think if I meet somebody who's got some depth to them spiritually, they're going to get it, you know. We'll be on the same page.
Well, absolutely. I totally agree. And it's funny because, you know, one of the things that I like to do is, give me a zip code in your area. Doesn't have to be.
90277.
Okay. So let's just see what I can find in that area just for fun. Okay. What I'm going to say is, hold on, I'm typing something in here. All right, just so that you can see that I'm not insane, although I've been accused of that many times. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in and see what's in your area. And the reason why I'm doing this is when I've suggested this to other people, yes, they do think that it is a singles group or that kind of thing. You can get singles groups out of it, but that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is getting together with people with like interests. That's all it's about. It's not about anything else. And if you can get together with...
You planted a good seed because I wouldn't have thought about that, and that's something I would be interested in.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be shocked at how many groups are in your area with similar interests. So now that I've put it in my computer, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to type in the type of... meetup group, let me see, hold on. Give me a minute because I'm not a quick typer, and hopefully we'll be able to get something that's kind of unique, right, in your, let me see here. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to make everybody on the show wait while I do this. I'm so sorry. Jessica's sitting here saying, you've got to be kidding me. Where is it?
I could sing.
Okay. Well, you know, here, we're going to do... That should do it. Let's see. Okay, so I love it. Okay, so you know that there's a group because you just happened to mention this. So now I had to go there. There's a group of Eckhart Tolle people.
Mm-hmm.
People believe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. And there's a huge group out there. There's a huge group who believes in personal growth, spirituality, meditation, self empowerment, exploration.
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
So spiritual growth, transformation, meditation, consciousness, spirituality. In other words, these things are out here. They're huge. And they're all within 10 miles of your area code or less. Some of them are within, like, 2 miles of your area code. And so go to these groups. And I can promise you one thing, and I've said this to others in the past, and I guarantee you this to be true. If you could go to 5 different groups in the next month, I guarantee you, you will have increased your social circle so much that you won't even think twice about what you're going to do on a Friday night or a Saturday night, because these are things you're interested in, so you look forward to them. Like you said, you don't have ulterior motives for going to these groups because you're going to them because you're interested in the subject matter. okay?
Yeah.
And the people you meet, you'll meet men and women at these groups. But what's interesting is, you know, you might meet some women and they say, hey, we're going over to this after, we go to this group or we've gone to this thing, and they invite you and you say, sure, I'll go. And next thing you know, you're with people with like interests, so nothing is pushed or fake. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I highly recommend you do this.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I feel like this is really the right way to do it. And I'm going to tell you something else. I guarantee you, if you go to 5 different groups, I guarantee you, you'll be calling me up telling me, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how good this is.
Okay. All right. I can do that. It's not something that it sounds dreadful.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
It's really not dreadful, and I know you can do it. I absolutely know you can do it. So do me a favor. Call us back and let us know how you did.
Yeah, absolutely. I will.
All right. We're going to be listening for that. And then also, if you can, let me know how the Beverly Hills Housewives are doing, too, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll keep up with that.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Listen, Maria, thank you. Thank you for calling
All
me.
Right. Well, thank
right.
you. I'll talk
You're
to you soon.
Welcome.
Alrighty.
Okay. Very
Bye-bye.
Good. Bye-bye now. She's sweet. I like her.
She is sweet.
She has a good energy. She has a very young energy, and I guarantee
She sounded, I would have taken her for being in her 20s.
Well, her sounding, but her energy level is that of a much younger person.
Yeah.
And I know what one of her problems is. A lot of the guys her own age look a lot older than her.
Ah.
And the truth is, she just looks great for her age, I guarantee you.
She could date a younger guy.
Well, she could, but she doesn't want to. She's not into, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She wants someone who's her age.
Her
who,
like, with
who,
like interest, like
right.
everything.
You know,
yeah.
You know, like we always say, we could sit there and we could talk about the shows. By the way, the Nanny and the Professor, do you remember that? Or the
yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought, oh, see, Jessica would know that.
Yeah.
You know, people who aren't your age don't know that. They don't even know
I know.
What that is, you know?
Well, I work with somebody who's 11 years younger, no, 12 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think it would make that much difference, but it does.
Huge generation gap. They don't know who you're talking about when you mention certain people, and it reminds me, you know, do you remember ever growing up, and like my folks would be watching TV on the couch, and my mom would say, oh, you know who that is? That's so-and-so. Oh, look how he's aged. And I would think, oh, some old fart actor they're looking at, you know. And now my husband and I do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because, like, half the time I don't expect my husband to know them because he's from Germany.
Right,
And so
right.
they have different, you know, but he knows them all.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently most of them were big over there, too. So it's kind of neat, but... You know, it's kind of frustrating because when people don't know who you're talking about, my kids look at me like I'm insane.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Do you remember that show with there were two actors, and it was like on Disney, and one was they were brothers because their parents got married, and one was kind of heavyset, and the other played the guitar, and they were both in high
yeah.
school. Okay. Well, there's that new
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh. It. Okay. Who was the one, the hotter one? Well, sorry. That if they're listening, I don't want to offend them, but the one who wasn't fat originally, the one
I don't know what his name is.
Well, whoever he was, he's on that new diving show that they have on TV. There's some I don't know. I caught it for 2 minutes, and I said, "Oh, that's that kid from that show." My daughter's like, "What show?" I'm like, "Come on, you saw the show, you love them." I sat here and watched that stupid show. I know. She's like, "No, I don't know who you're talking about." I'm like, "Look at his face. I can't remember."
And he hasn't changed at all.
He hasn't.
No.
And I happen to know he was in a terrible car accident and survived.
Oh,
and
he
broke
was?
His jaw, was wired shut. He almost died. It was on New Year's Eve.
Oh,
he was
I didn't
not
know that
at all. But yeah. Anyway, it was a few years back. But so I'm like, "You know," and she's like, "No, no, no." So I'm like, I had to pause the show to look it up to tell her, which I forgot already. But and she's like, "Oh yeah, I know him." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, you're 15! You were watching the show up until like 2 years ago. Come on!"
And that's something she watched. Now it's the shows that they've never ever heard of.
I know. Like I said, because we were talking about something, and I said, "Oh, the Professor and the Nanny," and everyone looked at me like I was crazy. I'm, "Oh, it's a show about this professor, and he got this nanny, and
that is old."
Yeah, and they're like, "Yeah, right, Mom." And I'm like, "Okay, never mind. I'm not gonna go into it." But anyway, you know what? She was a neat person, and I really think she's gonna do really well out there in Southern Cal.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
She goes to these meetups. And remember, Meetup.com is not for single people. I mean, they do have groups
they
for
have
single.
Singles groups.
Yeah, but we've the ones we've been to. Do you know, I put that drum circle on YouTube, and it got over 43,000 hits to
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
43,000. we went to a meetup group out in Casadega with Peter Cannell, who actually called into the show a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
And he's a shaman. And
shaman.
Did it again. He's a shaman. And he is building a healing spa in Belize. But he came back to do a short meetup, or came back and did a
right.
short meetup. And there was an impromptu kind of drum circle that went on.
It was so much fun, too.
It was so cool. And I urge anyone who's listening to this to go take a look at it. It's under Psychic Dr. Ginny is the name of the YouTube thing.
Okay.
It's the only one that's on.
I've watched it.
Psychic Dr. Ginny. And it's really it starts out really slow. And then all of a sudden it builds. And it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And even my dad called me to say, you know, I watched that.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he said, I watched that. He said, and at first I thought, this is odd. He said, but it was so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I kept replaying it before I went to bed.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was really proud of him. I'm going to turn my dad into a spiritualist yet. There you go. There you go. All righty. So we've got another caller, and this caller's calling from, it looks like, area code 843 with a prefix of 742. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Well, hi, Kimberly. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. All right, tell me, are you good energy? Are you full of good energy tonight?
Yeah, I am. I'm just dealing with some stuff from home, but I'm good.
Tell me about your work issues right now.
Well, my work issues are I've had a challenging year. Here at the school that I work, I'm a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I just decided, or I've been guided to leave,
mm-hmm.
and I'm moving to Georgia so I can be closer to home,
because
I have
you.
Some issues at home that I've been away from home for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I just need to get closer to home, and I'm praying that the next work energy that I go into is going to be better than I'm in now.
Well, it's not going to be like going into a pack of wolves like what you currently have. And forgive me, you didn't even ask me about work, but I just sensed when I heard your voice that this was something that has been a rough year for you. So I apologize for jumping the gun. I didn't
it's okay.
even ask you. I'm sorry. How can I? I never asked you your question. So let me rewind it. Although it's too late for that, let me get in the time machine. Go ahead and tell me how I can help you.
Well. I was going to ask about romantic life, but I guess you can talk about career if you want.
Let's go career for just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Because you came out of something that was extremely, I'm going to say competitive, but for all the wrong reasons, right?
Yes.
So you had a really bad negative atmosphere around you, and
yes.
you used to get stomach aches before you went to work every day, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that tension, those stress headaches, the stomach aches, the anxiety you used to feel, you know now that's all over, right?
Yes.
Okay, because you're heading towards something good, new, and positive. Now, there's a part of you that's fearful that what if you get into the next employment situation and it is similar to the one that you were in? What do
right.
you do then? Because you're thinking then, is it you? And let me tell you, it's absolutely not you. Okay, I need
good.
To tell you that because you need to hear this. It's something coming directly from the angels. They're telling me it's not you, it's not you, it's not you. And they're not talking to me, they're talking to you.
Okay.
Because they need you to know this, that and they're validating that fear that you're having because you've started questioning yourself at this point, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Don't do that. They're telling me to tell you it's not you, it's not you, it's not you. So you need to let that go.
Okay.
Okay, you need to let that go. It is definitely not you. And what you're going to find is if you are able to just hold on a little bit longer, you will get in the right job situation. So if you go to another, I'm not going to tell you that the next job you're going to have is going to be a bad situation. I don't mean to even infer that. However,
okay.
I need you to know that when you go to whatever job you go to, if you don't feel it's right, move on. You know, there's no law that says that you have to stick with that job. Just move on quick enough. So that you don't even have to show it on your resume.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because that's my suggestion to you. But you are going to get in a really good employment situation where you're really, truly going to be appreciated. I don't know if it's going to be the first one or the second one, but I do know it's going to happen in short order, okay?
Okay.
And you'll be happy. Now, let's go ahead to the other thing. You want to look at romance?
Yes.
Okay, so you currently do not have somebody who you're... Well, hold on a second. I may stand corrected on that. Wait a second. There is somebody you're interested in, correct?
Yeah, but I don't know if I get the vibe sometimes that it's not going to work out. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you I'm getting the same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like that person's holding back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, I feel the same thing. Like, I feel the same exact thing, like that person's holding back and not moving forward. And because of that, this is what's happening. So I'm going to tell you, this person's not the right person for you, and that there is somebody who's more willing to get on board, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That you've yet to meet yet. And the other thing is, like, you really need to be with family, because I know there's stuff going on, and I know there are situations that need to be dealt with, and I know that there's some dysfunction, great dysfunction. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. I get all that. Get all that. But, you know, there's still nothing like family.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So we take the dysfunction, and we start to love it like we do a person who has a lot of character. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because that's what family's about, because they're family. And in the end, they count. And the new guy that's going to come into your life will get that too. And will not have a problem being with family, and will not have a problem with the dysfunction in that family and realizing it. Because that's kind of important. They have to accept, sometimes you have to accept that we're all a bunch of crazies. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So as long as he accepts it, then you don't have a problem, and you don't have that stress that goes along with trying to, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Cover up, hide, and act like everything's normal when it's not. So that's going to be the cool part about that relationship too.
Okay?
So that is coming. Give it some time. So there's a couple things that need to happen. You need to get into your new job situation. You need
okay.
to get comfortable. You need to be happy. You need to get the flow going, and then you're going to meet the guy. The guy's going to embrace the crazy family situation. Do not let the family situation overwhelm you, okay?
Okay.
Because I see that at times it can. And
yeah.
Just remember who you are, and you'll be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, very good.
Okay. So I'll meet him after the job.
Yes, I feel you're going to meet him after the job.
Okay.
All
right.
Good? We're good?
Yes. Yes.
All right, super. I'm so glad you called in tonight. Thank you so much.
I'm glad I called in, too.
Call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and I do want to announce, because I just feel terrible that this has happened, our interview with Kenneth Dittman, for whatever reason, it will not load correctly. We are we're going to go ahead and we're going to do this interview next week.
Yeah,
figure out what the technical problem is, and we don't ever have a technical problem running an interview. So this is just really unusual, and I feel terrible about it. But unfortunately, tis what it is. So I'm going to go ahead and take our very next caller here, which looks like it's area code 724 with the prefix of 337. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, it's good to talk to you guys tonight.
Well, same here. What's your first name?
My first name is Missy.
Missy. Well, hi, Missy. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I am calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, cool. Now, can I ask you this question? Does anybody
sure.
ever come up to you and say, hey, Missy, and then you're not sure if they're really calling you your first name? Or
Absolutely.
It's happened. Okay. All right, so talk to me. How can I help you tonight?
Okay. I want to know two things. First thing is about my love life.
Okay.
And the second thing is I kind of got this idea today I've been looking into life coaching for a while, and it just came upon me today, like the intuitive life coach, and I have like a big plan and everything, but I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Okay.
So I wanted to know.
Well, let me.
What
let
you
me
felt about it, or what did
first
you
thing
think?
First thing I'm going to say to you is, intuition work as an intuitive is nothing new to you, correct?
How can I say this? I haven't really ever done intuition work, but I feel like I've awakened a lot lately, and it's kind of always been there, but wasn't quite sure that it was there. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, I understand completely. It's kind of like suddenly a niche is being filled, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
I always say that when it's kind of like with the guy, you know, when we know it's right, it's right. There's not even like you just know that this is the right direction for you to go into, right?
I do. I kind of feel like I don't know if it's confirmation, but I just got this feeling like, okay, I can do this. Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, boy, do I ever know what you mean. Yeah. It's kind of like a person, you know, who's in their early 20s, you know, figuring out that they really are intuitive and then having to come out of the psychic closet, so to speak, because you just know that it's the right thing to do. And for you, you know that being an intuitive life coach is where you want to be. I don't think there's a whole lot out there. There are some. I know that. But I think that it's a wonderful area, and it's a niche market, and I think you need to go after it. Okay? Jessica's going to tell me it's niche, but I'm going to say
no,
niche.
You're right.
No, actually, I had somebody the other day tell me it's niche, and I said, well, it's niche. Leave me alone.
It is niche.
But I think that it's the right direction for you to go in, and I think that you do really well at it. The only thing I'm going to suggest to you is I would love to see you do a little bit of intuitive work prior to doing the life coaching work. Now, are you certified life coach yet?
No, I'm not. I'm starting from scratch. I'm looking.
Okay.
I found a program.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my plan was kind of like to do this program and really jump into the intuitive. Like while I'm doing the program. Training intuitively. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I
doing both at the same time and giving myself like a year
good.
To really get ready or for however long I need.
Wise. That would be wise, giving yourself a year, and I'll tell you why. Because you need to kind of pull back a little bit and then make sure you've got the intuitive end. And it's not that you can't do it because I clearly see you'll be successful at this. It's a matter of validating yourself to yourself. So you need to prove to yourself that you have this ability, and I know you do. There's no doubt in my mind. That's why I want you to work on the intuitive end. So, yeah, while you're taking the life coaching classes, and you can do them online, a lot of them, there's some really good ones out there. And I wish I could quote some of them to you, but I can't. But I know there's some great ones. I took one. It was fantastic, and it was a several-month program, but I loved it. And it was really good. And there's lots of different ones out there. The only thing is, I will tell you is that get the certification. Don't necessarily look for a school that is going to promote you because I find that most of them don't. Okay? So you'll have to do your own self-promotion. But if you do it well and you do it correctly, you can work with different organizations in your area. You will be an expert in life coaching. You'll be able to work with the Chamber of Commerce, Toastmasters, et cetera. You'll be surprised what you can accomplish, okay? You'll be surprised. And you'll run this like a regular business. But the intuitive part, you know, one of the ways you want to approach that, I'm just going to give you a little tip here, is
sure.
to approach it from the point of view is you're almost like a life coach profiler, okay, just like the FBI and the CIA have profilers. Because sometimes it's very hard. So you can use the word intuitive, but say it's kind of like I'm a life coach profiler, like the CIA and FBI. Make it a little bit funny because here's the thing. Profilers are like intuitives. I mean, these are people who use intuition, but they call it profiling. But in fact, most profilers are intuitive. And so what you're going to find is that if you use that word, it'll be more readily accepted. And I think that you'll get a lot of people who are very interested in working with you.
Thinking about the whole intuitive part and how I was going to figure that out, because...
Yeah, you don't have to. I just told you.
Especially with my family and friends, this is something that's completely, like, not...
Right, exactly. It's really hard to do. You know, like, how do you explain that? It's like, how do you explain that? I would say that the way you explain it is to literally just use the word profiler. You know, I'm a profiler, and you know, it's intuition based with the study of people, and you know, mixed with a little bit of psychology. And I'm able, and your ability to do life coach work, of course, which you'll be studying for. So when you, it's like the trifecta of life coach, and I think you'll do very well. And I hope you wrote down what I said. And if you did not, you can check the podcast to replay this. But that'll be very helpful. And I think that if you immediately after we get done, fine tune what you want to call yourself and try and get a website, because anyone who hears this will try and do that right away.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Absolutely.
So take care of that, and then I think it's a great idea, and I think you'll do really, really well. But remember, you can cover it from both angles.
Right.
So you call yourself
right.
a profiler and intuitive, because of your intuitive nature. That way, you don't scare away some of the people who would have normally had you come and do a group talk. But at the same time, because a lot of your clients will come from group talks.
Right.
Okay.
And how do I sharpen this intuition where I'm comfortable and I'm I have some faith in myself or whatever you want to call it?
That's not easily, I mean, that's not for this conversation, unfortunately, but there are ways that you can tune your intuition. And what I would say is you need to prove to yourself that your intuition is there. We already know it's there, but there are different things that you can do to help build that. And you'll have to do that a little bit at a time, but you just need to validate yourself to yourself.
Right.
I always say the best way to do it is start reading for some of your friends and trusting what you hear and see. And when you say it and they go, oh, my gosh, how did you know that? You know, then you just validated yourself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But there are other
I
ways
do.
To build your intuition. But unfortunately, I can't teach you that in the next 7 minutes. I wish I could.
Okay.
I would be a master then. I hope this has been helpful.
Absolutely. And as far as romance, do you see anybody? Or
you know, that's kind of a funny thing, because I do see somebody. You don't have somebody in your life now at all?
I have a romantic interest.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure, you know.
Yeah, I see somebody in your life. That's the thing. I do see somebody in your life, and so I think that interest is worth pursuing.
Okay, you think the interest is worth pursuing? Okay.
Yeah, I think
I haven't talked to this person in like a month, but
that's okay. You're still interested.
Okay. Absolutely.
I would say pursue that one. Make sure you need closure, because you don't have closure on that one. So you need to pursue it till you know whether it's going to go or not go, so you could either have closure or see that it's going to go, because you can't move on to the next one till you know for sure.
Wow. Okay.
Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Isn't that freaky? That's called intuition.
Very freaky.
Got it, too. Okay.
All Thank right. you
Just
so much.
It's been a pleasure. You're so welcome. You take care and have a wonderful evening.
I sure will. You, too.
Okay, bye-bye now. Well, she was really sweet, huh?
Yes, she was.
She had some really good energy. I like that. That was great. Okay, now I'm going to tell everybody, again, I have to apologize that our Kenneth Dittman interview with Park & Second Antiques in Sanford, Florida, awesome man, awesome interview, awesome information, but unfortunately we're going to have to figure out what happened to our audio. We have it. For whatever reason, it will not play. And
Isn't that
weird?
That's
never happened to me before, so... you know, I'm not a sound engineer, but we happen to have access to one. So
we do. They will fix it.
They will fix it, and this will get done, and we will have this at the very beginning of next week's show, so no one has to listen to the whole show to hear it.
It's the best interview.
It is, and he is such a nice guy and so informative. You will all fall in love with him, number one.
Well, it's just fascinating. He's interesting. He has a lot of cool stories to tell.
Yeah, he's just such a neat guy, and everyone's going to want to take advantage of what he has to offer. So definitely listen to the show next Wednesday night, because not only are we going to be playing his interview in the very beginning of the show, because
mm-hmm.
one way or another this will play, I promise you.
Yes.
But the other thing is we have Kelsey Cammy coming on.
That's right.
It's going to be really interesting with a little different perspective of intuition, and she does healing, and her DNA and lineages has actually been scientifically tested and earmarked for.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear about that.
It's going to be very interesting lady, fun lady. Can't wait to hear from her. So I'm going to tell you, tune in next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. It'll be a great show. Thank everybody for listening tonight. I know that sometimes we droll on and on and on.
We don't droll.
We dribble.
We drabble, maybe.
We dribble. We dribbled because we had... Okay, anyway, I'm gonna play us out with some Patsy Cline, who I wish was still alive today singing more songs because she was an awesome singer.
I know,
singer.
She was.
Everybody have a good night. Thanks for listening.
Walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight.